Today, on the AMD GPU Daily, we have an exciting lineup of topics that delve deep into the latest developments in the GPU landscape, particularly focusing on AMD's advancements and how they stack up against the competition. We'll explore the new features in the Linux 7.0 kernel for AMD's EPYC Zen 5 processors, performance benchmarks of Intel's Arc B390 graphics, and some groundbreaking performance metrics from NVIDIA's Blackwell Ultra platform. So, let's dive right in. Quick headline overview. 1. Linux 7.0 CXL and AMD Zen 5. The new Linux kernel release includes support for AMD's ACPI PRMT-based address translation, enhancing the capabilities of the EPYC Zen 5 platform. 2. Intel Arc B390 performance. Recent benchmarks show the Intel Arc B390 graphics performing well in GPU compute tasks, especially when compared to AMD's offerings. 3. NVIDIA Blackwell Ultra Performance Metrics. NVIDIA claims their latest Blackwell Ultra platform offers up to 50x better performance and 35x lower costs for agentic AI workloads, significantly impacting the competitive landscape. Deep dive on items. Linux 7.0 CXL and AMD Zen 5. Let's start with the Linux 7.0 kernel release, which has integrated an important feature for AMD's EPYC Zen 5 server platforms, ACPI PRMT-based address translation for the Compute Express Link CXL subsystem. This feature has been a long time in development, undergoing 10 rounds of code review, which underscores the complexity and importance of the implementation. The key takeaway here is that with this new address translation capability, AMD's Zen 5 systems can utilize normalized addresses. In this context, host physical addresses, HPAs, differ from system physical addresses, SPAs. This means that the endpoint device has its own physical address space. The translation process is crucial for identifying the endpoint's root decoder and the address range of the region. The ACPI platform runtime mechanism, PRM, plays a vital role here, enabling the translation of device physical addresses, DPAs, to their corresponding SPAs. This is particularly relevant for systems that require precise address mapping, which is common in high-performance computing and data center environments. Moreover, the kernel merge also includes improvements in CXL port error handling and various code cleanups, which are essential for maintaining system stability and performance. This development not only benefits current Zen 5 platforms, but also sets the groundwork for future EPYC Zen 6 systems. It's a robust step forward for AMD in optimizing server performance and efficiency. Intel Arc B390 performance switching gears. Let's discuss the recent benchmarks of Intel's Arc B390 graphics, specifically focusing on its performance in GPU compute tasks. The testing used the open source Intel Compute Runtime and compared the Arc B390 against AMD's latest offerings. The benchmarks revealed that the Arc B390, powered by the Panther Lake architecture, performed exceptionally well, particularly in OpenCL and GPU compute tasks. This is noteworthy as it indicates that Intel is making significant strides in GPU compute performance, which has traditionally been AMD's stronghold. The tests were conducted across various configurations, including Intel's Tiger Lake, Alder Lake, and Meteor Lake processors, alongside AMD's Ryzen AI 9 HX370. The consistent performance across these laptops, particularly with the latest Intel compute runtime, suggests that Intel is closing the gap in terms of GPU compute capabilities. What's particularly interesting is how the power consumption was monitored during these tests. This could provide insights into efficiency, which is becoming increasingly important in the age of mobile and edge computing. NVIDIA Blackwell Ultra Performance Metrics. Finally, let's turn our attention to NVIDIA's Blackwell Ultra platform. Recent reports indicate that this platform has achieved up to 50x better performance and a staggering 35x reduction in costs for agentic AI workloads. This is a game changer, especially for applications requiring low latency and real-time responsiveness. The combination of hardware and software innovations within the Blackwell Ultra platform has led to these impressive metrics. For instance, NVIDIA's GB300 NVL72 systems are designed to maximize throughput while minimizing costs, particularly for applications that rely on long context reasoning, such as coding assistants. One of the standout features of the Blackwell Ultra architecture is its NVLink symmetric memory, which allows for direct GPU-to-GPU memory access, enhancing communication efficiency. Additionally, programmatic dependent launch techniques help minimize idle time during kernel executions, maximizing the use of compute resources. Looking ahead, NVIDIA's upcoming Rubin platform promises even more significant performance leaps, particularly in the context of Mixture of Experts, MoE inference, which is crucial for the next generation of AI models. This continuous cycle of innovation highlights the fierce competition in the GPU space and the relentless push for performance and efficiency. Closing thought. As we look toward the future, the landscape of GPU technology is evolving rapidly. With AMD enhancing its server capabilities through the latest Linux kernel updates, Intel making significant strides in GPU compute performance, and NVIDIA pushing the boundaries of AI workloads, developers and engineers have a lot to be excited about. The interplay between these advancements will shape the next generation of applications, from cloud computing to AI-driven solutions. It's an exhilarating time to be involved in GPU development, and I can't wait to see how these technologies will continue to evolve. Thanks for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily. Let's keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPUs.